Roger. Yeah, it's pretty easy UHF-VHF split because, you know, all they got to do is just do a high pass on one port and a low pass on the other, and there's a pretty vast distance between the two, so those are pretty easy to do right. But clearly they're able to get wrong, too, or maybe it's just bad, but I've never had any problems with any of the ones I had. When you start getting into triplexers, it gets a little bit trickier because you've got, you know, a low pass, then you got a pass band, and then you got a high pass. But still, the distance between the bands is adequate that it's easy to filter. Anywho, should do you fine. I've never had any problems with any, knock on wood, over the years, so you just must have had a fluke, or maybe you had a lightning strike, or who knows. Maybe you put a little too much juice through it and poofed it. Who knows? You got a good new one on the way. Throw the other one in the trash and never look back.
Yeah, well, I was playing around with it here a little bit. I got to go back to work, but I was playing around here with a little bit, and the Who Cares network was talking, and then I started moving it around, and it started to have a buzz in it. And I'm thinking, oh, this is weird. And then I figured, okay, I'm going to see how much